From WFIU Public Media and the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations, welcome to the Moment of Indiana History podcast with your host, Dan Skinner.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from TIAA CREF Tuition Financing, managing independent 529 plan, tomorrow's college tuition today, at i529.org/today.
A friend to women in need, Rhoda Coffin, on this moment of Indiana history. A Quaker woman who significantly advanced women's rights made her home in Indiana. Born in Ohio in 1826, Rhoda M. Johnson came to Indiana at age 18 to attend school in Richmond, at that time the center of Quaker activity in the Midwest. In time, Rhoda married Charles Coffin and assumed the position of bank president's wife and eventually mother of six. Although benevolent service was expected of ladies of her echelon, Rhoda Coffin surpassed societal expectations, along with Quaker strictures regarding gender roles, to initiate reforms for women and children. Though not as radical as the suffragist and temperance crusaders, Coffin's faith in the power of women's moral influence guided her engagement with society. Coffin opened a school in Richmond's working-class South Side in 1864, and the Home for Friendless Women in 1868. Coffin's efforts to create a separate state penitentiary for women and to emphasize the rehabilitation of the incarcerated would place her at the forefront of the national prison reform movement. The Indiana Reformatory Institute for Women and Girls that opened in 1873 in Indianapolis was the first prison run exclusively by women. Having successfully lobbied for a female physician at the Indiana Hospital for the Insane, Coffin conceded, "I came out of that contest a full-fledged woman suffragist." Rhoda Coffin passed away in 1909. This Moment of Indiana History is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.